This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Many Colorado students may once again have free lunches. CPR's Will Cornelius reports it'll be up to voters.
Due to the pandemic, public school students have had free lunches for the past 2 years, but that ended this summer. So the ballot measure, known as Healthy School Meals for All, will ask voters if they want to bring free lunches back. Daniel Scherzinski is a college student who supports the proposal. He says he remembers the food insecurity and stigma he felt after his dad lost his job.
In middle school especially, I was always afraid of being judged by other kids and always had to face that, again, that stigma.
Scherzinski spoke with others at Edgewater Elementary west of Denver during an event Thursday. I'm Will Cornelius, CPR News.
Colorado Springs City Council has approved new policies for special districts despite concerns from some residents. KRCC's Shauna Lewis has more.
Special districts are often created in new developments to finance, build, and operate public services like water, transportation, or sewer systems when the city can't. District property owners then pay for the services through taxes and fees, but some worry about the accountability and financial transparency of the districts and say not all of them are providing the services. They say the city's new guidelines for how they function do not address these issues. Colorado Springs has about 80 special districts. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Find more news online at CPR.org. This is CPR News. It's a partly cloudy evening in Denver, 93 degrees and mostly cloudy in Grand Junction. It's 97. This is CPR News.